We choose what we put in our mouth. We either put sickness and disease there, or we put faith and healing. We put poverty there, or we put abundance there.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
On today's Believer's Voice of Victory, join Gloria Copeland for a special teaching from Healing School. Learn about the two places your faith must reside and how to change your situation by speaking the Word of God.
We know that faith works by love, and faith is what receives miracles, healings, and faith operates out of your heart and out of your mouth. You could say this: faith has to be in two places. You have to get it out of your heart, into your mouth, to apply it. You know, you can just believe everything in your heart, and know that you can believe you're healed in your heart and not say it. And it's good to believe, that's the first step, but that's not all the steps. You believe it and you say it. We're taught to believe in our heart and say with our mouth. So we believe it and we say it. Faith then works by love. We choose what we put in our mouth. We either put sickness and disease there, or we put faith and healing. We put poverty there, or we put abundance there. And Ken and I, as we were learning how to walk in the blessing of God, we understood and we found out about the words of our mouth. And we saw that that's where we were killing ourselves financially, was with the words that we say, because there was much pressure on us. There was old debts, bad debts, emergency debts, all kind of debts that we couldn't pay. And, you know, we'd just naturally talk about them. You would lie in bed at night and think about, well, what are we going to do? How are we going to pay those bills? How are we going to pay those bills? I mean, we didn't have much for them to come and get. They probably weren't interested in that. But, you know, what little bed we had, we wanted to keep. Glory to God. What old car we had, we wanted to keep. And so it's an application. Faith is an application. Faith for healing is an application. We should feed all the time on healing scriptures when we're well, when we're not well. And we can keep healing in our mouth when we're well as when symptoms come. But by His stripes you were healed is a fact. Now you need to keep that fact up in the forefront of your mind, your spirit, and your mouth. And then when something tries to come, instead of waiting a week or so, and then you feel so bad you have to go to the doctor and this and that and the other, you immediately attack a symptom. Don't put up with symptoms. Immediately attack a symptom and say, no, you're not coming on me, you dumb symptom. I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. Devil, don't you know I'm healed? Get out of here in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Learn to talk to the devil, because, and he's hard-headed and hard-hearing, I think, but you tell him in Jesus' name and he'll hear you. Amen? So we've got to resist the curse, is, I guess, an easy way to say it. We resist the curse and we yield to the blessing. We put the blessing in our mouth. We talk blessed. We talk healed. We talk good. But we resist evil, we resist sickness, we resist lack, we resist those symptoms. We say, you're not coming on my body in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we feed on healing scriptures all the time. That's God's medicine. You know, I take vitamins, I take supplements and different things. Well, I take healing scriptures, not nearly as much as I should, because I feel good so much all the time, I forget to do the healing scripture some, But I should take, and so should you, we should continually say healing scriptures when we're well and when we have symptoms or attack. Amen? In other words, that's our position. We're in the healing field. We got to keep the devil out of the healing field that's around us and in our body. Glory to God. Like they had to fight the, there was one, I think it was Joshua. It was either Joshua's man or David's man. And he had to fight off the enemy from his field. But he strapped his armor on and he fought the enemy off his field. Well, our life is our field. And we still have to fight some giants every once in a while, don't we? But we got what it takes to win. Glory to God. But not if we don't engage. So I'm going to show you some things about engaging for your healing today. And then we're going to just read some healing scriptures and take some healing medicine from healing scriptures. Let me think about where I want. Oh, the spirit of faith. Let me just say this to you. Galatians 5:6. Faith works by love. If you don't have love, you're not going to have strong faith. Faith works in a love heart. Love, of course, is our commandment. So if we're not walking in love, we're not obedient. So our faith's not going to be strong. And love is what? Not touchy, fretful, resentful, pays no attention to a suffered wrong, does not rejoice at iniquity and injustice, or injustice, I guess, but does rejoice when right and truth prevail. Love forgives. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you've got an unforgiving heart, you're hurting yourself. You're not doing one thing to the other person, but you're hurting yourself. We are to forgive. Yeah, but gee, you don't know what they did to me. It doesn't matter. If you want them to do some more to you, keep unforgiving them. Because faith won't work in an unforgiving heart. That's a disobedient heart. So if you've got things against anybody, right now before we even pray today, you forgive them and you let it stay forgiven. You bury the hatchet, so to speak. You bury that in unforgiveness and you let it stay buried. Don't ever dig it back up. The devil tries to dig it back up in your thought life. Say, no, that's buried and gone. I've forgiven them. I pray for them. I bless them. Oh, I just don't think I could do that. You don't know what they did to me. I know what they're doing to you now. They're keeping you from receiving. So faith does not work. Faith works, the Bible says, by love. That's Galatians 5:6. Faith works by love. Isn't it amazing that our commandment is to love? That's what Jesus said. If we'll love, we'll do everything else right. If we'll love God and love others, everything else will be all right. That's our commandment. We don't have any choice. Love forgives. And if you're going to have faith, you've got to have love, because faith works by love. And love is our commandment. If you don't have love, you're disobedient. So it's like we don't have any choice here. We're going to be love people. If we want to walk in the blessing, we're going to have to be love people. If we want to be blessing people, we've got to be love people. Say, I'm a love people. I'm joining up with love. And I'm going to stay in the ranks of love. I forgive everybody of everything that's ever been done to me. I hold nothing against anybody. I receive my healing today. I receive healing. There's nothing to stop me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just look at our commandment in John 13. I mean, that'll just keep, you know, just keeping a heart of forgiveness and being quick to forgive, not slow to forgive. Don't think about it 2 or 3 days when somebody does you wrong. The moment that you become offended, you say, that's all right, I forgive them. Say it to your face, to their face if you want to. But if you're not, if that's not the thing to do, just say, I forgive them, Lord. I'm not taking any offense today at all. I forgive him. So faith works by love. Our commandment, I'll read it to you in John 13:33. A new commandment. He said, little children, yet a little while I am with you. You shall seek me, this is Jesus, you shall seek me, and as I said unto the Jews, whether I go, you cannot come. So now I say unto you, I say to you, a new commandment. This is something new. These were Jewish people he was talking to, but this was a new commandment for them. They've been given the Ten Commandments. This is a new commandment. A new commandment I give unto you, that if you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. You're to love one another, this is a commandment, as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. Glory to God. That is our commandment. That is, we keep the Ten Commandments, but that is our commandment. That's the commandment of the new covenant. We're born again. We can do that. We have a heart for God. We can walk in love. When we were born again, the nature of God was imparted to us, and the evil nature that came from the devil in the Garden of Eden was kicked out, and we were what? Born again. Isn't that a wonderful thing to think about? And that's another thing that helps marriages. You've both been born again. Glory to God. So if both of you begin to walk in love, you can have what is known as days of heaven on the earth. Hallelujah. Both of you are born again. Both of you begin to walk after the word in love. And you engage in walking in love. It's a great thing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We engage in walking in love. It's our commandment. The spirit of faith receives and the spirit of faith takes dominion. Now, I'm going to give you some examples of how to act on the word of God from the scripture and see. And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to act on the healing scriptures. I'm going to give healing scriptures in a little bit, and then we're going to act on them. But this is, we're going to do this. We're going to receive today our healing in the spirit of faith, and here's how it works. Now let's look at some examples of faith in the Bible. Let's look at Matthew 14. Our deal today is to settle in on, we're going to receive our healing today. We're going to act on faith. Now, Matthew 14:25 is walking on the water. We're looking at things to do, not to do, where people missed it, where they got it right. And verse 14:25 says, in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it's you, bid me come unto you on the water. And Jesus said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Peter actually walks on the water. But when he saw the wind boisterous and he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, Lord, save me. Now, he had great faith when he got out there on the water and he began to walk. But then when adversity came and the wind came, he began to sink. And that's what happened. That's why people lose their healing. That's why they don't stand for their healing long enough until it's done. Adversity comes, symptoms come, maybe diagnosis comes, something comes from out here in the world order, and a person begins to sink in faith. We are not like that. We do not sink in faith. The spirit of faith does not stop. Peter jumped out by the spirit of faith, but then he got talked out of it because of the wind and the sea. Listen, you can't walk on the water on a calm day, under normal circumstances. He was already walking. And what happened? Something else came up, and he backed off his faith, and he began to fear, and he began to sink. That is what not to do. He walked a little while, but then he began to sink. Look at blind Bartimaeus. So that's something not to do. You can't look around. You can't listen to bad reports, bad diagnosis, or whatever it is. You can hear it, but when you get a bad report, you don't begin to sink. You begin to say, by his stripes I was healed. By his stripes I was healed. You begin to go over healing scriptures. Get a list of healing scriptures. I'm sure we've got some out there in some form. And go over them every day. Like Dodie did. Dodie Osteen did when she had been diagnosed with cancer. And they said, there's nothing we can do for you. But she went over healing scriptures every day. They said, You just have a short time to live. Dodie and John were Dodie was in the hospital. John was with her. They said, there's nothing we can do. You've a short time to live. And so they said, well, why are we staying in the hospital? Let's go home. So they went home. Dodie made her a list of healing scriptures. And as I recall, she went through them twice a day, every day. And I've used those same scriptures myself. They work. And eventually that cancer, I don't remember how long it took, but every trace of cancer is gone. Now, that's been about 20, maybe 30 years ago. I don't know. But John went on to heaven, and Dodie's still just a-cooking down there. She just has birthday after birthday. She's well. She's strong. She's been healed for years and years and years and years and years, and there's no trace of cancer in her body. And she just goes about her business, and she's just doing the work of the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Dodie is she's a precious woman, that Dodie is. So anyway, you get your healing scriptures. You don't quit. You don't get off of them. You go over them. You take them like medicine. Hallelujah. And then blind Bartimaeus, he's a great example. Let's look at Mark. He's one of my favorite examples of acting on faith. I'm just going to give you some things here, what to do, what not to do, but he's one to do. Mark 10. Oh, Bartimaeus, he had it together. Verse 46. Well, I just can't find Mark 10. There it is. When they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, with a great number of people, the son of Timaeus sat by the highway side begging. Here's a beggar now. He's not very important in the scheme of things. And when he heard in the natural, and when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. But he was bold. You can say that for Bartimaeus. He didn't just sit there and just let the son of David go by. He began to cry out, Jesus, have mercy on me. And the people got on him. They charged him. They said, shut up, you old beggar. Shut up. Jesus doesn't want to talk to you. They probably told him all kind of discouraging things. But he cried all the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they call the blind man, saying, be of good cheer. Now they're going to be nice to him. Be of good cheer. Comfort. Rise. He calleth for thee. And he, Bartimaeus, did Bartimaeus hesitate? Did he say, well, you know, I can't go over there because I'm blind? No, it says, and he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, here's what he's saying unto you this morning. He's no respecter of persons. He's already borne your sicknesses and carried your diseases. He's saying the same thing to you.
If sickness attacks, it's not a time to fear, but it is a time to take action and stand for the wellness that Jesus provides and is ready to give you. We desire that you're able to stand in faith and see complete victory in every situation that rises against you. Healing and Wellness by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. This in-depth spiritual action plan is designed to help you respond scripturally for your total healing and wellness. This teaching also includes scriptures to stand on each day, interactive devotional questions to apply the teaching to your own life, a 10-day schedule for saturating your life with God's Word on healing, a special worship CD that focuses on God's heart for your wellness, and more. Also included is a bonus DVD specially selected to help you keep focused on God's Word. Renew your mind on God's diagnosis, stand in faith, and start your journey to a lifetime of healing and wellness. To order your copy of Healing and Wellness, your 10-day spiritual action plan, log on to kcm.org and order online. This brand new package by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland is now available for just $15 and outlines the steps you need to take to put yourself in a position to receive your total healing and restoration. To request your copy by phone, call 800-575-4455 or you may write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command you to be healed. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet, be healed.
And the reason why I'm at this meeting is because I've been a little bit down in spirit. I've 10 years ago I had an accident. I had a bad fall, hydroplaned, and hurt my back. And I've had 3 back surgeries. I've had acupuncture, water therapy, occupational therapy, you name it, I've had it. And I was out of work 1.5 years, and I'm in constant pain. Believing God for my healing, spirit filled. You know, He's healed me before. He's healed my son. He's healed. I know He's a healer. But I've had this continuous, constant pain, and I've been on medicine for 10 years. You've named the pain medication, and I've been on it, and I'm afraid of it. And it's affected my stomach because it's every day.
She has a friend that is the kind of friend to have.
Yes, Doretha Jackson. She's right there. She's my best friend in the whole wide world.
And tell what this friend did for you.
I was low in spirit, and she said, you know what? You need to come to this meeting. She put my plane ticket on her credit card. She paid for my hotel room to come. She's the best friend in the whole wide world. She's right there, Doretha. And she said, you need to be here. So my husband said, go. And so we left, and we got here Sunday. And we've been in every meeting. But let me tell you this. You know, I take handful of medicine all the time to mess with my stomach. And I called my husband. I call him every day. And I said, Sly, I said, I haven't had to take all that medicine. I didn't even realize that I haven't taken the medicine since I've been here. I'm on a high for Jesus, and He healed me, and I didn't even know it. I wasn't even taking the medicine. Praise God. You know, so God is true.
Pain free now?
Pain free. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Pain free.
Praise God.
You had two good friends, that lady and Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's true. Thank you, Jesus.
You really can't even put it into words. You can't put any value on when you see someone's life transformed by the Word of God and by sitting here. I mean, it's priceless. And I mean, I'm just overwhelmed because she's just so dear to me. I love her so.
And it's been really, really wonderful being around people that are here for the same thing, to worship, to love, to believe, to trust God, and to get the healing. And I got mine, girl. I got mine. I'm just blessed to be here today.
Renee had had 3 surgeries and pain for 10 years. And just one day with the Word of God got her healed. Her life transformed. She became pain-free. Glory to God. Jesus always comes to healing school, and people always get healed. So I want to invite you to come to one of the healing schools that we have in the meetings on Saturdays. Don't wait till Saturday to come, but get in all week and get in the Word of God, and your faith will rise up. Faith works by love, and faith is what receives miracles and healings. Faith operates out of your heart and out of your mouth. It has to be in 2 places. And walking in love is our commandment. We learn to walk in love. We resist the curse. We yield to the blessing. And Jesus moves in our lives and heals our bodies, saves our souls, saves our family. You need to get on in this thing. If you're just on the outside looking in and thinking, well, maybe there is something to that, I guarantee you there's something to that. People get healed. People get delivered. Now you go. You find yourself a good church and then come to the meetings where, go to meetings where the Word of God's being preached and healing and faith and where people tell you the truth about God, that He is God and Jesus is Lord. I'm going to pray for you today. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every person listening to my voice right now. Jesus, I thank you that you are the healer. I speak to sickness and disease, and I command you to go right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I speak to every person, you be healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Jesus has already borne your sickness and carried your diseases. Now you receive it. You just say right now, I take my healing. I receive my healing. And then you begin to do what you couldn't do before. We have a special healing product for you, healing and wellness, your 10-day spiritual action plan. This has got healing scriptures in it. It's got CDs. It's got DVDs. It's got lots of things about healing. It's got faith and action cards about your healing. You need to put those things in your eyes, in your ears, listen to it, get it in your heart, and act on it. You can just act on the Word of God anytime, anywhere you are. So we want you to have that. Just order it today. We're going to be teaching more on healing tomorrow. And you need to get in your Bible. And when you get this book, it's going to have a lot of healing scriptures in there. So you don't just let them stay in the book or in the Bible. You go to it and you take those things. You put them in your eyes, in your ears. It gets into your heart. And faith comes out. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit our website today at kcm.org. There you can purchase this week's broadcasts on DVD or CD or a copy of today's product through our online store. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a resource of teaching materials and study tools designed to help you find the biblical answers to your questions. Believe the love God has for you. Walk in the blessing and let the glory of the Lord shine in your life. The glory will shine in 2009. Come to the West Coast Believers Convention June 29th to July 4th at the Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, Creflo Dollar, and Keith Moore for 6 days of dynamic teaching from God's Word. Come expecting an encounter with God. Super Kid Academy with Commander Kelly will be held for children ages 6 through 12. Call 1-800-600-7395 or visit kcm.org.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. I want to ask you something. Can you prosper in God in the midst of all of this mess that's going on around us? You've got to get in here with Dr. Fred Price and me, and we're going to show you how it's done from the Word of God.
You won't want to miss these special broadcasts.